Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Andy Murphy. A 300-page report details the history and ongoing implications of Michigan's role in the Indian boarding school era. But the state officials who commissioned the report refused to release it, saying it doesn't satisfy their original intent. Ron French with the news site Bridge Michigan broke the story about the state shelving the report that cost more than $1 million and took more than 2 years to complete. He says there are conflicting reasons for criticisms about the report depending on who you ask.
The state will argue that the group that put together the report went beyond the scope of what they had hoped they would do, including making recommendations to the state as to what they should do, including a formal apology and subpoena power to try to get records from the Catholic Church. But also on the other side of that, the report, as you mentioned, did not have a lot of new information for people who are familiar with the subject. The original goals had been that this would be the Michigan version of the National Boarding School Report. That was the goal. And the product, both because of the time allowed, I think, and also because of not being able to access documents, if they exist, it didn't have as many details about how many people were at the boarding schools, how many deaths there were, those sort of things. And there was really some conflict on whether the report went too far or not far enough on accountability.
French says some tribal leaders expressed concern about the possibility the report might identify the people who testified about their experiences or cause further trauma for descendants. Joanne Kaufman was tasked with producing the report. She is the founder and principal for Kaufman & Associates. She's Nez Perce, and she believes she delivered on the original scope of the state's request while adhering to culturally sensitive best practices, but faced hurdles erected by state officials.
Yeah, it's very sensitive, and it's things that people haven't talked about, sometimes even in their own family, about their experiences. And so, it can be very impactful for them. And then, it's just kind of horrifying now to see sort of the worst case scenario where you have this re-traumatization related to the controversy that the state, I think, has kind of created by not allowing the process to proceed as planned, to have an iterative process for a final report and final recommendations that would have made it a product that everybody had a sense of ownership around.
Kaufman says her access to state officials closed off after civil rights staff changed and a new state attorney general took office. She says she was concerned that the AG was editing her findings and making other substantive changes. The report should be a valuable addition to the discourse over Michigan's unique place in Indian boarding school history, according to April Lindela, the head of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. She speaks regularly with boarding school survivors, and she's Mohawk and Delaware. Lindela says the state and country both have a ways to go to address and account for boarding school abuses.
It is making its turn. I will say that my mother was Grand River Six Nations in Southeast Ontario, and her father, my maternal grandfather, attended the what's known as the Mush Hole in Brantford, Ontario. So as a descendant, I'm recognizing that significance of voices of descendants as well as survivors, right? Canada has done stuff and done work with truth and reconciliation. It's not perfect. It's not ideal. But the United States, the state of Michigan, can be doing more to kind of take steps into that same conversation to say, listen, this is our history. It's part of our foundation. And it's one of the reasons why there is a tension between educational institutions and tribal nations. And so we see the data that comes from that in our high school graduation and college graduation rates. We need to heal from that so we can also be contributing active global citizens to the state of Michigan and beyond. I think we need to start following in the footsteps of truth, healing, and repair.
Those footsteps, Lindela says, start with informed discussion, which is what the report could help facilitate. I'm Andy Murphy, and this is Today's Voices.